Okay. So now what we need to do, just to wrap everything up, is to make a decision as to if there is anything that we would like to comment to Cabinet in terms of the recommendations that are before in front of us for agenda items 5 and 6.
Chairman, I've already suggested what I think we ought to say in relation to item 6.
Yes, Steve, you had something. Could you remind me, please? Can you remember?
Yes, it was relating to the fact that we have consulted the public of North Hertfordshire about their view of the acceptability of using the charges for collection of garden waste as a mechanism to generate additional income for the council. And it is clear that that is not a mechanism that they support, and that the Cabinet should consider that before reaching any conclusion about whether or not a charge should be introduced.
Okay. Members, do have views on that being put forward to Cabinet as a comment on the recommendations from our review and scrutiny?
I think that's I'd support that totally.
No? Do you have anything to expand on that? Don't support that comment.
Personally, no, because it's revenue driven. And the decision has been made in advance of carrying out our statutory duties, that is to seek the advice of everybody. The decision is that it's going to save the council a lot of money, and I would support that therefore, because that's what's driving this whole thing. It's cost saving, revenue saving, and we should be doing anything that is revenue saving.
But if you go back before that, then you shouldn't really consult people then, because we're wasting money and time with consultants. We're wasting time and money consulting the public, and we're pulling the wool over their eyes. We might as well just say, this is what we're doing, and this is the reasons why.
But we have a statutory obligation to consult.
Yeah, but why
we haven't got a statutory obligation to collect
garden. I think Steve's point is to sort of, sorry, I'm going to put words in your mouth, is to make sure that that consultation and the responses to it are given due weight, and it's not just simply glossed over as, we've done our duty, tick that box, all right, here's the decision we already knew we were going to make.
I think the officers are well within their rights on how I see it to put forward the recommendation that they've put forward, because they're officers and they're looking at the whole piece across the piece, if you will, in terms of the revenue savings and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and their expertise bringing that to the table. But I think there's certain validity there in terms of Elizabeth's summary, if I may, of due weight being given to the response. It doesn't mean that the Cabinet need to accept it, but actually due weight in terms of their consideration in their meeting, I think, is a very good explanation.
If this is just a comment, then I would be happy to say yes to the Cabinet. We consulted heavily in favour of not charging. Cabinet should, in making this decision, be aware of the way the public feel, and should make a reasonable effort to communicate to the electorate why we still need to do it.
If they choose to do it.
If they choose.
Okay. Anyone else? Are we happy with such wording?
Yeah.
Going in there? Yeah?
Which one are we talking about?
I think it's kind of all the same. Well, I kind of heard all the same thing.
Can we hear what the words don't say?
Listen to them very carefully. Listen to those results very carefully. Give them due weight. And if you choose to do it anyway, communicate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of what I heard.
That's vaguely what I've got.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've consulted the public. I can't read my writing now. We accept the validity of charging for garden waste. The public were clear in their response. Ask Cabinet to, or request the Cabinet give due weight to and consider this carefully. and then add on the end of that, if they choose to do it, make every effort to communicate their reasons for doing so.
And my final point will be very clearly that this isn't driven by budget savings, because we are a policy-driven organisation. I can show you, if you like, the number of adjectives in the corporate plan that prove that it is a policy-driven organisation.
No.
Okay. And with that, thank you very much for coming. Oh, finally, to the officers, thank you ever so much for your time, and Michael, and efforts tonight. I know that it's been, you've been working very hard, and this was a short booked in meeting and all of that stuff. I think it's very important for a contract such as this to pass through all review and scrutiny. So I thank you for that. I wish you luck, and I wish you well.
Thank you.